Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we get into summer and gardens begin to get ripe, one of the most popular vegetables this time of year are tomatoes. While there is nothing like a fresh-grown garden tomato, there are a few things to watch out for in the garden if you're growing tomatoes at home. Our Hortline experts tackle some common tomato disease and pest issues in this week's advice column. First of all, if you have large green caterpillars on your tomato plants, they are probably tomato hornworms. These insects are bright green, up to 4 and 5 inches long, and will have a large red or black horn-like projection on their rear ends. They are very easy to identify and very easy to be startled by them when you first lift a leaf and find one in your garden. You may also notice large holes in the leaves of your tomato, pepper, or potato plants from the hornworms and their relatives. After feeding, hornworms move to the soil where they spend the winter, and the following summer they transform into 5-spotted hawk moths and repeat the cycle. So the range on these is obviously quite large, considering they are moths and obviously can fly. So if you haven't had the pests in the past but do have them this year, that may be why they've wound up in your garden. Of course, you will notice them as they feed on the leaves and fruits of tomatoes in your garden, also feeding on eggplants, potatoes, and peppers. They can quickly defoliate large portions of a plant and damage your fruit right before you're ready to enjoy it. If you do see tomato hornworms in the garden, the best control option is to pick off the caterpillars by hand and destroy them. Finding them can be a challenge, especially in some of their smaller sizes, as they are very well camouflaged against the leaves of the tomato. You can try and use a biological insecticide, such as BT or a synthetic home garden insecticide that is labeled for control of tomato hornworms. Just make sure you read and follow those label instructions, especially instructions for withdrawal times after treatment before you eat those delicious red tomatoes. Also, this time of year, you may notice a brownish-black spot on the bottom of some of your tomatoes or other fruits. Blossom end rot is probably responsible for this large brownish black spot. It's a common problem on tomatoes and appears as a spot on the blossom or bottom end of the fruit. Oftentimes, it starts as blossom end rot and then secondary organisms invade the spot and cause the fruit to rot. Blossom end rot is most common in the earliest maturing fruit that ripen in July and early August, and then by the time the later fruit come on, it seems to have evened out a bit. Blossom end rot is caused by a calcium deficiency in the developing fruit. That doesn't necessarily mean there is calcium deficiency in your soil. It's most often caused by wide fluctuations in soil moisture that impair calcium uptake by the root system of the tomato plant. Also, if you've put a lot of nitrogen fertilizer on your tomatoes during the growing season, that may contribute to blossom end rot developing as those plants grow quickly and don't have time to uptake the calcium. We have had certainly some moisture fluctuations this year in the garden, and so I'm certain there will be a little bit of blossom end rot in some of our early harvested tomatoes. In order to reduce blossom end rot, try and water tomato plants on a weekly basis during dry weather to provide a consistent supply of moisture to the plants. Keep in mind that tomato plants need about 1 inch of water per week during the growing season. To help even out the moisture the plants receive, you can mulch the area around tomato plants to conserve that soil moisture. And again, as we mentioned, you do want to avoid over-fertilization. There is no need to apply calcium to the soil, as most garden soils contain adequate levels of calcium. But by watching your fertilizer and moisture available to the plants, you should be able to get control over that blossom end rot. If you do find some blossom end rot fruits, you want to pick and discard those. The removal of the affected fruit will allow the tomato plant to channel all of its resources into the growth and development of the remaining fruit, which will hopefully be healthy and not have that rot problem. You may also notice blossom end rot on peppers, eggplants, summer squash, and even watermelon, all caused by similar conditions in the garden. for more information on common things that we see in our gardens as we begin to harvest. You can find a lot of resources on the ISU Extension website about growing and harvesting fruits and vegetables this time of year, even storing and preserving fruits and vegetables. If you've got specific questions, of course, you're always welcome to call us here at the Cass County Extension office as well, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at our website or on our Facebook page, and you can stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street as well. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.